Grace and peace to you from our God and Lord Jesus Christ. It's my big privilege to be here with you. And I am calling it recharging my spiritual battery every year. Of course, you will hear next 75 minutes my not pure but poor English, but I believe you will able to understand, and that's why is here René, because otherwise I would have to switch on Czech and it would be even worse. I accepted Lord Jesus Christ 15 years ago in 1998, and I consider to accepting Jesus in my life as the best decision in my life. It was not easy conversion because I lost my firstborn son, but God changed this tragedy into the blessings. And Holy Spirit leaded me to read the Bible, to read the Spirit of Prophecy, and very soon to become a Seventh-day Adventist. And it leaded me to the desire to share Jesus with others, because at the end this is the only one job which result we can see in the heaven. I consider my job a real estate developer as a part of my ministry, part of my mission. Because as a Christian we know that 100% what we have belongs to Jesus. We are very specific developer because we are working just in Prague, Czech Republic, and not only in Prague, but even only in some specific place in Prague. We are working as a, let's say, urban developer. We are developing small city in the city. And the name of the project is BB Centrum. BB Centrum so far in last 10 years is the largest business park in Czech Republic. And just few numbers. 15 years ago we finished the first building. Today there are about 15 buildings. With 2 million square feet and working environment for approximately more than 10,000 people. I would mention one of the flagship of the business park. It's a building called Philadelphia. There was so small story behind the name of the project, because Jesus' letter to Philadelphia and the chapter 3 from Revelation is my favorite. And of course because it's a description of the Advent movement in 19th century. And even the people can learn from the history of this building something about the history of the God's church end time. Sometimes 2001, 2002, You can see the pictures now. I was still newborn Christian, and we have some ideas how to finish the whole business park. And one of ideas coming more and more often to my mind, and it was to build the church as the most important part of the whole business park. We had to wait some time for planning process, approval process, and then to build to the building. And 10 years ago, I came to my first ASI convention in Albuquerque in 2003. And in 3 years later, 2006, I had my first interview here with Debbie Young. And that time, I mentioned also something about our vision in our business in Prague, Czech Republic, and we mentioned our ideas to build the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the kindergarten, and the Seventh-day Adventist Elementary School, and the vegetarian restaurant. And I'm grateful to God that several years later all these ideas was fulfilled. The Seventh-day Adventist Church is probably the smallest building in the whole business park, but the most important. Of course, as a Christian businessman, I understand the most important is to reach out to people for Christ. And it was the idea of all our activities in the BB Centrum, to share with people the Adventist message, to get people for Christ, but not only to get them, but to serve others. Also, we can testify, as many others, Seventh-day Adventists, that medical missional work we consider as the best and most efficient bridge program, people to come to Jesus. So that's other part of our activities in the church building. And of course, also we consider it's very important to create a lovely, kindly Christian environment with the people. The church building was finished 4 years ago, in summer 2009. The pastor, it was new congregation, a white place on the Adventist map. And new pastor of the church was the former Czechoslovak Union president, Pastor Pavel. And one of the first his idea was to start with morning devotional every working days. He persisted even if first 1 or 2 years, sometimes one, sometimes two people come in the morning, but today it's every day at least 10 people. Next idea was to start from the beginning regular Sabbath worship service, even if we start with just few people, because just two families started this congregation in 2009. I think very important connection between my attendance at ASI North America and this business park in Czech Republic was the project called New Beginnings. It was my great desire to translate this project into Czech and Slovak language. And we did it in 2008 and 2009. And when the church building was finished in summer 2009, we started to be prepared for some public evangelism. And in 2009, I also committed to do my personal to become a lay evangelist. So I did these public meetings myself. Pastor asked me to do it, and we decided to do it first in the small room of the church. And we prayed to God to send us 15 people. And for the first meeting, how many people you think came? Exactly 15. And we did all these public meetings 5 times a week. All our experiences to do the public meeting was the attendance was growing. So our first meeting we finished with more than 40 people. Maybe just one third of them were non-Adventist. But it was blessing for us, and even somebody, I consider myself I am not gifted preacher, but my experience is if you allow God to use you, He will do it. And 3 people took the decision to be baptized as a result of this first public meetings. In 2010, I did more in some small Czech city and also in Tanzania, Kibirula. And my number four public meetings was next autumn 2010, again in BB Centrum, the church building, but we did it in main hall, and we did some advertisement, and got sent at the first meeting approximately 60 people, and we finished with 100. We've got approximately 13 decisions from the people to be baptized. And I have to say it to become a lay evangelist, it really I consider during this meeting I was always probably the closest relationship with God, because God showed us in front of our eyes how he can change the life of the people, because Czech Republic is really a secular country. So it was 2010. In the meantime, we did a lot of follow-up works and some other activities we will speak about. And 2012, we did another public meetings in the BB Centrum. It was already third series of the New Beginnings program. And what is nice, God always in concrete time bring new people who are prepared to hear his gospel. And again, the attendance during the public meetings was growing, and the average was 85 to 90 people. We had even 130 people for the last meeting, with 15 decisions for baptisms. And in our country, it is nice number. Yeah. But this is not only important just to become a Seventh-day Adventist, but also to have desire to serve others, to become an active members in the church. The congregation started with just 6 to 10 people, two families and pastor and his wife. Beginning 2010, 15 to 25 people were coming to the regular Sabbath worship. After another public meetings and follow-up works, it was 40 to 50 people. After the last public meetings, autumn last year, 50 to 70 people were coming to the regular Sabbath worship. And this spring, it was not rarely over 100 people. So we are grateful to God to plant new church in middle of the secular business park, because we are doing the regular surveys every 3 or 4 years, and over 90% consider themselves as a non-Christian. But it is the same like in the whole Czech Republic. We had according last research, 93% of the people counting themselves as a non-Christian. But it doesn't mean that people would refuse the God. People just don't trust churches in our country. And I think if you introduce them the right and proper way, the a real and true character of God, many people can dedicate their lives to Jesus. That's our experience. This is the picture from the meetings 2010. It was the appeal who would like to be baptized. And the same picture from 2012. We are grateful to God because during our different activities, the church building is full of people. And I think also very important after the public meetings and spreading with the others the gospel, the Adventist message, is the follow-up works. And I would like to ask René, because who is personally involved in this follow-up works, to tell you something more about it.
It's my privilege that I can be part of this exciting ministry at the middle of the business park, and I want to say a couple words about the Bible studies, because the follow-up work is essential if you don't want to lose your contacts. So we offer to people group Bible studies, personal Bible studies, and Daniel Revelation seminars. What is exciting is that people love to study the Bible in a group. And it is not always and everywhere the truth. But in that business park, it is true that people like to come together. So it is not rare and unusual when 25 people come for group Bible study. And we do the group Bible studies two times a week. Third night of the week, we do the Revelation and Daniel seminars. And we also provide time for those, maybe retired people or people that cannot come in the evening, to come in the morning. So on Tuesday morning, we have also Bible studies. So we fill the building with the time allowance to come four times a week for the Bible studies, and praise the Lord that people are coming, they're willing to study. Not only the new people, because it is important that our church members and people who were baptized come again and study the Bible over and over, because this is very important for them to renew the commitment to relearn and recommit themselves.
Thank you. What is always very encouragement is the personal stories. And I would like to share with you just some of them, because every single person is precious in God's eyes. And I think as we are Christian, it should be the same for us. The first guy, he was the businessman, completely unbeliever. His name is Jaroslav, Czech name. And he came in autumn 2009 for the public meetings, and he came for the third meeting from the end. And the name of the meeting was Last Seven Plagues. So the ideal topic for somebody who was completely new in the Christian scene. But the next meeting he came again with his girlfriend. And they started to attend our Sabbath worship. And in 2010, for the next public meetings, they attended with his girlfriend all 26 meetings. We have always 25 lectures of New Beginnings plus personal story of the preacher. And it was blessing, and they react to be baptized, and they married, they getting baptized. And it was a really nice experience, because they are very active in the church life. For the next series, autumn 2012, they became part of the organization team. They would like to be with us here, but the congregation prayed for the baby. And even if it was not easy for them, a few weeks ago their baby was born. So that's why they are not here with us. The next man, we can call him Jaroslav number two. He is a cook. He is a cook now in our vegetarian restaurant Maranata. And he was a gambler. And he came for the second public meetings in 2010 with his wife. His wife was seriously sick, and after them, they decided to be baptized. They get baptized. God added to his wife another year of life, but she passed away 1 year ago. And Jaroslav had again the problem with addiction of the gambling. But Jesus Christ and prayers of others helped him. So now, thanks God, he is off of this addiction. He married a second new wife She's come from secretary of our prime minister of Czech Republic. She accepted the message coming to the church in BB Centrum and married this man. So it's another nice story because he's also very enthusiastic to share the gospel with others. And the next story is also very nice because Advent movement came from United States to all countries. One guy, his name is Larry, came to Czech Republic. He's from United States, from Catholic background, and he's here with us, and he will share his story in few minutes with us.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Is it possible to go back to the first picture with the big map of all of BBC Central, just to give people an idea? I'm an American citizen. I was born in America. I'm a war veteran, 2004, Iraq. I was in the military since 1984, so I was in the Cold War. For any of you that are old enough, the Cold War is just as real as what is happening in these other countries. In fact, more people died in my unit when I was in the Cold War than in Iraq. I used to be in a Ranger battalion. So, for me to be here as a guest to participate is really moving, and because when I returned from the war in Iraq, I was not in a good place. I'm divorced now. I was married to a Czech woman, and we lived just a couple of streets down over here, not very far off from that. Our place would be right here. And many times I walked past this building to go to the gym. This is a big gym right here. And I walked past that building for a long time, and I didn't know what it was. And the farther I got away from the Lord, the more that I wanted to do things myself, the less I was able to hear His message and be open. And I turned to everywhere. I turned to psychologists. I turned to my Catholic church. I was born Catholic. I went to Catholic school 6 days a week. I went to church as a kid for 6 years, and nothing helped. But thankfully, I'd gotten into an argument with some Jehovah's Witnesses. I don't know if anybody else here has had that experience, but they motivated me to start reading the Bible. And I had a Gideon's Bible, and I started to read it, and it touched my heart, and I was praying for help. And we also have a Christian library in Prague that's been a mission there for 10 years, and I started to read some C.S. Lewis, Mere Christianity and other things. And then one day, I was in the gym, and Balaam's donkey spoke to me. Friend of my ex-wife, who has, as long as I know him, has complained every time I've met him. He comes from a privileged family. He's very rich. He has a beautiful wife. He has 3 beautiful children, a big house. And every time I see him, he complains. So, not being a good Christian yet, I always take the opposite side and try to find something good just to spite him at that time. And he was complaining about what a waste of money it was for this little building over here. What a waste of money it is. And I said, well, yeah, it's kind of small for a church. He said, well, that's not a church. That's a school. I said, that's really small for a school. He said, oh, it's not a school, it's a church. I said, no, it's not a church. He said, yes, it is. He said, what a waste. Oh, he said, Larry, you still believe? I said, yes, I still believe. I said, that's church, really. So I left there, and I made a straight line over to this building, right in this entrance right in here. And maybe Radim will show us a picture of what it looks like from the front as you approach it. And right in here. Now, can anybody tell that that's a church?
No
way. And there's little children. I used to see them in the morning. There's a pathway in the back. It's a beautiful garden in the back. And I'd see children and parents dropping their kids off, but I never had any idea that there was a church there. But this guy, he was complaining, and I got the call, and I ran. I went straight over there. I went in that door. The door is all the way down here. That's the door. And then I went to the back, and the pastor was there. And the pastor was very friendly. The pastor could speak English. And I told him I was a war veteran. I was going through some troubles, and he said, Well, I've been to war also. I've been to Afghanistan to support the troops. I volunteered to go help the troops in Afghanistan. Now, as an American living in the Czech Republic, people would ask, why would you go to war? And I said, well, because I'm patriotic, because I was called, because I was service, I was called.
Oh, no, patriotism, no, it can't be.
It, every other reason, because they, I hate to contradict my host, but secularism is a very soft word. Communism and the Nazis before that, really, I found it very atheistic. And if there's no moral belief in God, then why isn't everybody a mercenary? Why doesn't everybody do everything just for themselves? So I found it very unwelcome as I returned from the war. And here I was, with an understanding pastor, but then I thought, oh, you know, maybe this is just one of those sects. You know, I don't know what it is, Seventh-day Adventist, I haven't really heard. So I said, so you want to tell me what a Seventh-day Adventist is? He said, oh, don't worry, just go look on the internet, you'll find everything. Now, I was really surprised, because in the Czech Republic, if you go look on the internet, they must have a filter. Of any religion, everything negative comes up first on the internet, when you go to search. I don't know how they do it, but if it's something that's a positive belief, when you look on the internet, most of it's going to be negative news. So, I did, and he invited me to an adult baptism. He said, well, I've heard of them, I've seen them on TV, I've seen them in movies, and one of the things, and I say the way that the Lord worked in my life, is I really wanted to have my son baptized. And that was the main reason I stay in the Czech Republic, is because of the legal system. If I want to see my son and my son wants to see his father, I have to stay there. So, the Catholic Church was putting pressure on me to be a good Catholic and have my son baptized and to bring him to the church. And my son was under pressure from his atheist, aggressive grandmother, Czech grandmother, not to get baptized. So the word went from baptism to baptism. He didn't want to be baptized. So I was really coming to the church with a lot of needs and a lot of fears and a lot of confusion. And there was a pastor. There was no pressure. So come to an adult baptism. So I did. And there were, also when I got there were some missionaries that spoke very good English. So here they were being a missionary to an American. They thought it was pretty funny, since it's an American-based or American-founded religion. And they explained to me all the things that I had read on the internet that were not true or had been exaggerated about Seventh-day Adventists. And then and the thing I want to say is that the baptism I went to was for three people, and I really felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. It was really amazing. And I hadn't experienced that before. I couldn't find peace in my own church, and I started to come to these morning devotionals, the morning Bible study, and I started to feel peace. And it grew, and the fellowship between us grew. And one of those missionaries that I met on that first baptism, he gave me Steps to Christ. Now, I don't know if any of you have read this, but it was written maybe 100 years ago, but it really changed my heart, and it really helped me to look and pray in a different way, and I feel that the Lord has touched my heart, and I'm very thankful. And I was baptized with my friend here on the 15th of February this year.
Amen.
So I thank all of you very much, because I know that the good Lord had a lot of helpers for that church to get built there. And there was even Balaam's donkey there to help me find it. If you ever met this guy, you know I'm telling the truth. So, and one of the things, there's a lot of wonderful things that have happened. I don't want to take up too much time. But my friend and I, we have been moved, especially by, we saw the basketball player, Grace, and this B-Smart program. And he and I both have children. This wasn't the way before, but we both have our children in the local secular school. And we'd like to take that program, Be Smart, to that school and see if we can introduce it there. With the help of the people of my church, I've been able to talk to my son's classroom about Thanksgiving, and I got to use the word God, and it got to be explained to second graders, and also about Jonah and the whale. And Jonah and the big fish, I'm sorry, they voted 75% that it's a whale and 25% that it's a big fish. So that's the feeling of second grade. So, but many things have changed in my life that I wouldn't have known before, and it really was getting over myself and trying to and asking for that.
So thank you for letting me speak.
And the last four personal story of this our presentation is Dušan. Dušan is also the businessman who accepted Lord Jesus Christ, and he will tell you in his few minutes his story.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I will ask for a translation right now because his English is better than mine. I'm sorry. Myslím, že to byl jeden z nejlepších dnů mého života.
This was most likely, I'm sure he is sure, this was one of the best days of his life.
A můžu říct, že jsem takový produkt toho business centra.
I think I'm a product of the BB Central.
Radim ukazoval fotografie toho areálu a
Radim has shown the pictures of the whole BB Central Park.
A my jsme před několika lety s manželkou hledali místo pro sídlo naší
firmy. And with my wife a few years ago we were looking for a place where we would have our firm.
A ještě předtím, protože se zabýváme několik let zdravou výživou, tak
For several years we are interested in the healthy lifestyle and health food stores and stuff like that.
Hledali jsme školku pro naši dceru.
We also were looking for the kindergarten for our daughter.
A jedna z možností byla právě budova společenského
centra. One of the options was the building of the church, where part of the building is the kindergarten, actually.
Kam teda naše Karolina začala.
Where one of our daughters started to come.
V tu dobu jsem ještě neměl rozhodnutí o tom, že bych se chtěl nechat pokřtít.
At that time I did not make a decision to be baptized.
Ale samozřejmě tím, že jsme začali navštěvovat společenské centrum, tak mi přišla možnost.
But because we started to attend activities in the church building, the opportunity actually rose.
Na mojí cestě ke křtu mě silně ovlivnil kdysi film Ukřižování Ježíše Krista.
On my way to Jesus and on my way to decision to be baptized, I had a deep influence the movie The Crucifixion of Jesus.
Myslím, že tehdy mi bylo asi 30 let.
And I thought I was 30 at the time.
A ten film jsem viděl se svojí ženou.
I was watching the movie with my wife.
Byla to, myslím, v Čechách premiéra.
And it was premiered in Czech Republic.
A v kině nás bylo jenom asi 6.
And just 6 of us were in that movie hall.
Byla to vlastně první příležitost, kdy jsem měl možnost vidět ten příběh uceleně.
And that was the first opportunity to see the picture of the whole.
Proč vlastně Ježíš přišel, proč tu byl a proč zemřel?
Why Jesus came and why he lived here and died.
Myslím, že asi půlka lidí ještě v průběhu toho filmu odešla, že to bylo dost silný pro ně.
And about 50%, so that means 3 out of 6 left because it was too heavy for them.
Ale ve mně ten film zanechal velmi silný dojem a po tom filmu jsem navštívil svého otce, který je katolík. A ptal jsem se,
but the movie deeply touched my heart and then I met my father who is Catholic.
A ptal jsem se, jestli to je opravdu pravda.
And I asked him, is that really true?
Protože otec mi nikdy příběh Ježíše Krista neřekl.
Because my father never shared with me the story of Jesus.
Možná mě chtěl ochránit v době komunismu.
Maybe during the communism he wanted to protect me.
Ale pak jsem hodně o tom přemýšlel.
But I was thinking about it a lot.
Uplynulo pár let a někdy kolem roku 2006, protože jsme nebyli se ženou manželé v tu ještě.
And 2006 and I was not married to my wife yet.
Jsme se rozhodli, že se staneme manželi.
A we decided to get married.
Pro mě to byl důvod nechat se pokřtít.
And in that moment I started to seriously consider baptism.
Tak moje žena mi dala telefon.
My wife gave me a phone.
Na nějakého faráře a já jsem tam volal.
That was the priest's number, so I called him.
A říkal jsem, že se chci nechat pokřtít.
And I told him I want to be baptized, but it has to be quick.
Že jsem podnikatel a mám moc času.
Because I'm a businessman, I had no time.
A oni mi samozřejmě řekli, že to nebude tak rychle.
And they told me it's not gonna go that way.
Takže v tu dobu jsem si myslel, že mě vlastně nechtějí.
So I took it as they are not interested. A few years later, here we are.
Já jsem se dostal vlastně do areálu Webcentra jako pracovní.
And with my business, we entered the BB Centrum. Where you see the pointer in that new building?
Ta nejvyšší budova tam vlastně máme. Neřekl jsem vám teda v čem.
Oh, I didn't tell you what is my business about, right?
My vyrábíme a prodáváme šperky a hodinky.
We are making, producing and selling jewelry.
A v budově Philadelphia máme prodejnu.
And we have the store and a little manufacture place down there.
V době, kdy jsme teda do BB Centra přišli pracovně, když
jsme začali jednat,
tak jsem neměl představu o tom, že bych se chtěl nechat pokřtít, nebo neměl jsem to rozhodnutí.
I didn't have the desire to be baptized again.
Ale tím, že jsem měl možnost to začít studovat Bibli, tím, že Maranata dělala jedny krásné přednášky v roce 2011.
But because during the... What is it?
11.
In 2011, I attended the evangelistic meetings that Maranatha was conducting.
A přednášky probíhaly na Sedlčansku, což je oblast blízko Prahy.
And the meetings were not in Prague, but close to Prague, nearby, about 50 miles.
Můj kamarád Tomáš tam tehdy
přednášel. My friend Thomas was actually the speaker.
Můžeme ho postavit.
He can stand up, so we can see who he's talking about.
Tak jsem prožil vlastně krásný léto, kdy jsem každý den mohl studovat.
We had a beautiful summer because the whole summer I was able to study the Bible every day.
Ještě bych chtěl zmínit jednoho člověka, který měl velký význam na rozhodnutí.
And one more person who really influenced my decision.
Když jsme začali jednat s Pastor Investem o tom, že budeme mít sídlo firmy.
When we started to start the interviews with Pastor Invest about having the store down there in the building.
Tak jeden z mých přátel, kterému jsem sdělil tu informaci, tak měl bratra.
Also, one of my friends had a brother, and he was evangelist, the pastor.
Dlouho jsem ho neviděl, ale potom mi zavolal.
So I haven't seen him a long time, but he called me.
A řekl mi, že je velmi rád, že naše dcera navštěvuje křesťanskou.
And he said that he's happy that his daughter is attending Christian.
A začali jsme spolu mluvit o Bohu a o
čem. Started a conversation about God.
A o věcech kolem toho.
A
slíbili jsme si, že se potkáme.
And we promised each other to meet.
Bohužel jsme se nepotkali, protože on pár měsíců na to zemřel. Na auto nehodě.
We never met because he died in a car accident.
Jeho jméno bylo Martin Kočíš.
His name was Martin Kočíš.
A on přešel od evangelistů.
And he actually converted from evangelical church to Adventist church.
Co říci? Následně jsem měl teda možnost studovat Bibli s pastorem Pavlem Šimkem.
After the series of meeting, I was studying the Bible with Pastor Pavel at the BB Center.
A to což bylo po přednáškách, které jsem zmínil v průběhu roku 2011 a 2012.
And that was during 2012.
A na podzim roku 2012 už jsem měl sobě silnou rozhodnutí.
And in the fall 2012, I was convinced inside that I want to be baptized.
O čem dnes hodně přemýšlím je podnikání a křesťanství a to spojení spolu.
And after being baptized, I think how to connect the business and
Bible vnímám jako manuál na život a na
práci. Bible is my manual for life and for business.
A snažím se jednotlivá přikázání nebo vůbec Bibli zasazovat do podnikatelského života, což není v Čechách úplně jednoduché.
Right now I'm trying to incorporate the Bible principles into business in Czech Republic and that environment which is not very easy.
Vnímám, že podnikání v Čechách je náročnější a náročnější třeba než v Americe.
I sense that the business is maybe a little bit more difficult in Czech.
Ale je to jeden ze způsobů, jak my podnikatelé můžeme podpořit následně cestu po.
But definitely it's one of the ways how we can reach out to our colleagues and people in our surroundings to test them with the gospel.
Jinak já jsem poprvé ve Spojených státech.
This is my first visit in America.
A samozřejmě poprvé na ASI.
And absolutely first visit in ASI as well.
Je to pro mě velmi silný zážitek vidět tolik lidí, kteří pracují pro
Boha. I'm deeply moved to see so many people being involved in Lord's business.
Takže mám hodně myšlenek do budoucna.
And I'm overfilled and overwhelmed with the thoughts for future.
A na závěr bych vás chtěl poprosit, abyste při modlitbě mysleli i na nás v České republice a na nás podnikatelé.
And if I may ask you, please pray for us in Czech Republic, pray for us businessmen, because really it is difficult.
Thank you. So thank you for the personal stories and experiences, and we are grateful to God because in the new congregation BB Centrum is really friendly, kind environment, and people are bringing their friends to visit the church activities and also very often the Sabbath worship. I had a sermon last Sabbath, and I've met another 5 first time coming people to the church, so that's really answered our prayers. What is also very important is the program for children. Of course, we mentioned the kindergarten and the elementary school, and we are trying also to do something for the children during the week. One of the tool what we use is animated Bible stories. We translated into Czech and Slovak language the 36 stories from Old and New Testaments, and we started to use something what we call the Bible cinemas. And every week we are playing from the, let's say, mid-September till mid-June during the school year for the children one story. There is always at the end even some Q&A answers, and it's children likes it, and also their parents. Of course, we mentioned the health and social programs, which is we consider as a really, really good bridge activities. And in the church building in BB Centrum, every day there is something for the people. Every day we do some spiritual programs or some bridge activities. We know as an Adventist, the right arm of evangelism is health programs, and I would ask René, because he is personally involved, to speak in a few sentences about that.
Yeah, I don't want to take much of the time. So, as Radim emphasized, the everyday events in that center at the church is very important, that we have every day going on something there, so people can come and be part of it. The health clubs, so we invite speakers that are explaining different aspects of how the healthy lifestyle is really making your life different. We also not only do the theoretical part, but also we have the cooking school right here. This is our Bible worker who is a great cook. And there is nothing like having good cook, cooking good food, bringing it and have people taste it. And when you let them taste it, then they are willing to say, wow, I might be willing to give up the meat. So that's the type of programs that we do, and we do even more of those programs, but I'll let Radim continue.
I mentioned also the vegetarian restaurant Maranatha, which is under operation over the 6 years at the moment. Even over the 9 years, we have under operation the healthy food store. Of course, it was necessary to be very patient, because the healthy food store took 8 years to become in black number, and the vegetarian restaurant more than 5 years. But thanks God, we survive and we can operate this and I call it something like health education for the people, because even the top managers for the different international corporations coming and using the vegetarian restaurant. Maybe I didn't mention for you, in the whole business park are even some US corporations like Microsoft, Hewlett Packard, General Electric, there is United Technologies, Otis, and even some others. We are very happy about the elementary school of the name is Elijah. You can recognize it is not the new building. It's really school building, 100 years old, but we had a possibility to buy the building, to refurbish and using as a school. And I would say after 5 years operation, we still are not able completely aware how amazing tool, mission tool, can be the school as such an environment like is Prague. The one-third of children coming from the Adventist family, approximately one-third of children coming from other Christian denominations family, and approximately one-third of children from non-Christians families. And my son is also attending the school, and he's telling me even the children from non-Christian families, they very easy way navazují.
Oh, they connect.
Yeah, connect the relationship with Jesus, and praying for their parents to accept Jesus in their lives, and there comes the first results. I will tell you about this young lady, Ivanka. She came from Slovakia, from Catholic background, and she after. After her meeting with director of the school, she is Seventh-day Adventist lady, she decided to enroll her daughter to the school. And then came the public meetings, autumn 2012, and the children from the school singing in the middle of the series some songs, and her daughter was among the children. The lady came as well and stayed for the lecture, and at the end she was crying after hearing the message and after the hearing the Christian songs. She continued to for the Bible studies after the meeting, and she got baptized. We have another nice story from this family. This not the best picture, but this is the son from the sixth grade and his mother and father, and they came from completely non-believers environment, and son wanted and asked the parents to come for the public meetings, and they came for each of them, and they were among the people who decided to be baptized, and they are preparing at the moment for the baptism the whole family. So God is doing amazing things, and we are just tools in His hands. At the BB Centrum Park, it's a very important united effort among the Maranatha, because we are the church supporting organization among the church, among the and the school. And because it's really it can be a really powerful tools. I have really many meetings with people from non-Adventist environment, speaking about our hope, our message, and even the top guys in top organizations very often are open to hear what we believe. I had experiences too, because even in our health store we are providing for the people our Adventist books, of course the Bibles, of course the books of Ellen White. In the business park there is also the one of the largest European bank called UniCredit. They are sorry, they are sitting in, yes, they are sitting in this building, Philadelphia, and I have very good relationship with the whole management of the bank, and the general manager gave from me the whole great controversy book, and I've got even the responses from her wife. That's it's really a blessing for them. So I believe that everything altogether can do something what maybe today we are not able to evaluate, but one day when Revelation chapter 18 will come, I believe many people will take their decision for Jesus. Yeah, I sorry for small interruption, and now we are close to the finish of our presentation. This is our idea how to finish the business park, and in the school building which is here, we would like to build also the high school and potentially the medical missionary school. Also in this part of BB Centrum we would like to establish another new park, and part of this we would like to build model of Old Testament sanctuary and based on that to explain the people some understandable way the gospel. And we believe that we believe that this place can be visited for many people. So there are also the prayer meetings every Wednesday. Every month we have prayer meeting with the pastors from Prague, because the Prague it's not easy place for the evangelism. And of course, if we prepare any campaign in the past or for the future, there is also meeting not only pastors but also the church elders and people who would like to be involved and use as a God tools in these evangelistic meetings. I would like to finish with the Jesus words: "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers in his harvest." I mentioned in Czech Republic is really secular state, but my experience is people are not against the gospel. People are not against the Bible. People are, of course, not against the God. People just don't trust the churches. And it's very similar in many European countries. So that's why we really have to pray for Europe, for the God will bless special way, but the most important is we as Seventh-day Adventists have to be converted, really converted, and truly serve to God, because then God can use us. This is the greatest commission what we've got from our Lord. So thank you for your attention.
This media was produced by Audioverse for ASI, Adventist Layman's Services and Industries. If you would like to learn more about ASI, please visit www.asiministries.org. Or if you would like to listen to more free online sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.